Welcome to the Mother's Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 14th of May, 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. WIA VK7 Centenary. Event news. As heard on the WIA National News, the centenary of organised amateur radio in VK7 happens in June 2023, and we thank the WIA board for their support of this event. The VK7 Centenary Committee is planning a host of events that will include: for the month, we will be operating special call sign VK7WIA. We are finalising the arrangements for call sign booking and logging system so VK7 amateurs will be able to book, operate and log contacts for their roster period. AR Magazine for May-June will have a focus on VK7 history with a great article by Richard, VK7RO, on over a century of VK7 radio history. There will be a number of historical articles over the rest of 2023 AR magazines. There will be a special QSL card and award certificate for contacting VK7WIA during June. There will be a WIA national news broadcast run by VK7 on the 18th of June. There will be open days around VK7 during June, incorporating media opportunities, historical displays, and special operating days. In the Northwest, there will be an open day on Saturday, 24th June, and in the North, their open day will be on Saturday, the 17th of June. In the South, their open day will be on Saturday, 10th of June, and there will be a focus on 100 years of VK7 amateur radio history and the standing up of a VK7 amateur radio news history web-based repository. If you have an idea for the centenary month of June, please let your club representative know. In the North, Peter, VK7PD. In the Northwest, Eric, VK7EV. Or in the South, Rod, VK7TRF. 73, VK7 Centenary Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inward QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at 12 May 2023 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, please let me know, as well as operators of the stations you work. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Another quiet night saw the following participants. VK7's KT, ZAB, PD, FGGT, ZSB and OO, all sharing 17 photos via the noise-free link. There were various subjects like correcting the grammar in a King's speech and how commas are important but aren't people, long exposure waterfall and the cataract gorge in flood, all creatures great and small, including a couple of pets, a street scene in Tasmasia, and a novel complaints register system, big red illuminated crosses on Hobart's waterfront, a sports car at speed, a lonely transceiver and antenna array. Roomba Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OOs, fully automatic, 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all the SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73, Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We begin this week by wishing all our mothers, members and listeners a happy Mother's Day. We trust that you all will be spoiled today by the family. This week was very light on as far as news was concerned, but we do have one special event. Andrew, VK7DW, will be enlightening us with a presentation this coming Wednesday Clubroom Technical Night. Andrew will be covering some aspects of the new Green Cube SAT, designated Italy Oscar 117, or IO117 for short. It was launched from French Guiana in July 2022 for Sapienza University of Rome to test an autonomous laboratory for the cultivation of microgreens on board a CubeSat platform. Apart from the environmental and thruster payloads, it also carries a 70-centimetre digipeater for amateur radio use. Andrew is going to chat about what the satellite is and how us amateurs can use the digipeater for QSOs. He will also be covering the downloading of the satellite's telemetry packets. I assume a good percentage of these telemetry packets will contain data generated by the onboard experiments. Hope to see you there for this interesting on many levels presentation. Mug order. The next personalized club mug order will be placed later next week. If there are any last requests, please see Andre, VK7ZAB, at this week's Club Technical Night. Email the secretary on secretary@ntarc.net or via the NTARC website using Contact Us. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 17th of May, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m., running through to about 10:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochelier. Coffee Morning, held every Friday at the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Testnet and TechNet session, Wednesday the 24th of May, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, June presentation. We thank Tony, VK7XTC, who has agreed to give us a presentation and maybe demonstration of his weather satellite receiving station. Tony has been posting some impressive single and composite pass weather satellite pictures, and Tony will be showing the equipment and software he uses to create those fantastic pictures. This should be a great centenary month presentation night from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 7th June 2023. See you there. 73, Reist Committee. Men's Shed News. Channel Men's Shed. In the autumn editions of the Tasmanian Men's Shed Association magazine, there is a wonderful story written by Bob, VK7BS. Bob talks about a change that is happening at the Channel Men's Shed at Margate. This change involves some basic electronics, microcontrollers like Arduino, Raspberry Pis, and expressive devices, and the shed now has its own amateur radio station with the call sign VK7CMS. At least five of the CMS members have studied and have been successful in gaining their foundation license, and with the help of Reist members, they set up the VK7CMS amateur radio station in the corner of the very well-appointed lounge area. The crew at the CMS have been very active participating in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day and are looking forward to becoming more involved in contests, awards, and many other amateur radio activities. I had the privilege of a guided tour of the huge shed at Margate, thanks to Bob, and I encourage anyone to go down to Margate and take a look. I did mention that the story about the CMS is right next to an article about recipe for spicy stuffed capsicums. Yum. Thanks to the CMS and Bob who showed me around and the very impressive shed at Margate. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Southern Centenary Open Day. The Southern Centenary Open Day happens on June 10th, 2023, from around 10 a.m. up at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. There will be amateur radio displays and demonstrations, and we are working on including amateur radio training display, Alara, SOTA WWFF POTA, Morse code, slow scan television, ham radio DX channel, optical communications, VK7OTC, VK7WIA station HF and digital modes, DMR D-Star demo, DATV studio, TAS Maritime Radio Museum and Operators Room, 5.7 GHz ATV transceivers, Weissen Communications, Internet DMR Echo Link Radio, Scouting Guiding JOTA, ADSB Flight Tracking, Earth Moon Bounce, and more. We are currently working on arrangements for the day and are hoping for good weather. There will, of course, be a sausage sizzle on the day. If you can help on the day, then please contact Rod, VK7TRF, who is coordinator of the day. Rod can be contacted at email roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. DATV Experimenters Night. Our DATV Experimenters Night over the month of May are a little different. We are encouraging members to bring along and share projects that they are currently designing, building, fixing, upgrading, and they do not have to be amateur radio related. We will not be having a DATV broadcast through May, as we will be updating our DATV studio with upgraded equipment. We look forward to seeing you at the club rooms on a Wednesday night from around 6:30 p.m. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessment. The next Reist Foundation License Training Assessment and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, July 22nd. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Rich Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73, Reg, VK7KK. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Technology News. AST Space Mobile achieves space-based voice calls. AST SpaceMobile, which is currently building a groundbreaking space-based cellular broadband network accessible directly by standard mobile phones, has announced the successful completion of two-way voice calls made directly to everyday unmodified smartphones using the company's Bluewater 3 BW3 satellite. This is the first time anyone has ever achieved a direct voice connection from space to everyday cellular devices. The company said, "The voice calls are made from Texas to technology company Rakuten in Japan over AT&T Spectrum using a Samsung Galaxy S22 smartphone and were supported by engineers from Vodafone, Rakuten and AT&T. The calls validate the AST SpaceMobile patented system and the architecture and demonstrate the power of the BW3 satellite, understood to be the largest ever commercial communications array deployed in low Earth orbit, acting as an important step to providing space-based 2G, 3G, 4G, LTE, and 5G cellular broadband globally. In addition to test calls, AST SpaceMobile engineers conducted initial compatibility tests on a variety of smartphones and devices. The phones successfully exchanged SIM and network information directly to BW3, crucial for delivering broadband connectivity from space to any phone or device. Additionally, testing and measurements on the smartphone uplink and downlink signal strength confirm the abilities to support cellular broadband speeds and 4G, LTE, 5G waveforms, sourced from the critical comms web eZine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF VK7 RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest. VK7 RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7 RAF 146.65-600 kHz, CTCS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, call back on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Fridays, coffee mornings at the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC, Wednesday, 17th May, club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club room, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC, Wednesday, 24th May, testnet and technet. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, NW Tassie 2-meter DXNet 144.19 USB. REST, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group meet at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST, DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. NW SSTV Nights, 22 May 2023, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2-meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, VK7, June 2023, VK7, Amateur Radio Centenary. Rest, June 7, Weather Satellite Reception with Tony, VK7, XTC. Rest, June 10, Centenary Open Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, June 17, Centenary Open Day, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. NWTARC, June 24, Centenary Open Day, Scout Hall, Alexandra Road, Ulverston. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7TW, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call signs only. Once the callbacks are over, there is plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.